Chapter 4, Colors. Day 2. Tyrell. I wake up annoyed. I sent Tariq about a dozen texts last night, trying to find out what went down on Peach Street. Knowing T, he was right there in the mix of it. Why is he ignoring me? Ticks me off. He probably knows everything, and he's not telling. Sometimes he likes to get dramatic and tell it all in person, but the least he could do is text back. Except he doesn't. I drag myself into the kitchen and put in some toast. While it crisps, I go in the living room and flip on the news. I have the house to myself this time of the morning. Both of my parents go off to work before 6, which is when I get up. So I make the toast and slice up an apple and listen with half an ear as the morning show people chat about something to do with floral arrangements. I wash my hands and shove the apple core down the disposal. When I shut off the water, I hear, "Neighborhood known as Underhill, police have finally released the name of the teen slain there last night. And I believe we have a picture. Just a second here." That's weird. This is a national newscast. Why would they be talking about my neighborhood? I carry my breakfast into the living room, listening. This'll show T. I don't need to get all my info from him.
Reverend Alabaster Sloan. Turn on the TV. My assistant's voice rattles through the phone speaker before I even have a chance to say hello.
This might be the one.
I should be used to these wake-up calls by now, but Kelly usually manages to catch me by surprise. "What time is it?" I croak, rolling toward the nightstand. What channel?
Yours.
She means the 24-hour news channel that frequently invites me for guest appearances. It's after 6. You weren't up yet? Getting there, I lie. It's on the early wires, she says. I got it from Moira, my friend at the Washington Post. You remember her? Yeah, Moira. From the thing that one time. I remember sizable breasts and the need to speak solely on the record.